Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to check out Amazon Prime Instant Video. The white banner is on our website and it gives you instant movies and TV shows. Amazon Prime Instant Video, click on the white banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and you can start your free trial right now. And now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The United States of America.
Yes.
The greatest free nation in the world.
It is.
And one of the reasons we're so great is our political system and the ability that any man, any woman, any person can be president.
It's possible.
And with that in mind, I got an urgent text, a hot text, as you would say,
nice.
Oscar. Please call me on my private line. Donald Trump wants to further his cause, I suppose. I mean, he's only been running what now for...
2 days.
36 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
what's great about him is he's making the rounds. He's really pushing his agenda.
Well, he's the people's candidate.
Yeah.
And I think he'll pick up here. This is his private line, so we won't have to go through. I believe last time we called, Mr. Smithers was his personal
assistant. His attaché.
Yeah, his attaché. So we're calling a New York City.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello!
Another
is this
gatekeeper.
Donald Trump?
Well, we'd love to have Santa Claus come up.
Oh, is this Mrs. Trump?
No, of course not. Would you like to speak to Donald?
Well, hold on, I want to talk to... Who is this? Identify yourself, please.
Hello!
Are you Mr. Trump's personal secretary?
No, of course not, darling. This is the lady from Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, the dead lady from Miracle on 34th Street? Have you been hired to work on the campaign?
Well, we'd love to have Santa Claus.
So this is what you do in the off-season, huh?
You know, I do believe your name would be Mrs. Shellhammer.
Michelle Hammer.
Mrs. Shellhammer.
Darling.
And you love...
Would you like to speak to Mr. Trump?
Yes, put down the martini and put the Donald on the phone.
Darling, the boys would love to speak with you.
Dead character actress who played Mrs. Shellhammer in the 1940s. Oh, hi, Donald. How are you?
Hello. Hey. How are you, Rob? How's it going?
Very, very well. And I got your text.
Very excited. Very excited about the prospects of being president of the United States. It's spectacular. I've been making the rounds with all of, my... contacts in media, which I have a lot of them, and it's going to be a great, successful campaign because I don't lose. I never lose, and I won't lose this time. I will be president.
You've lost things. I know you lost your casino.
Well, that was not my casino. The Trump name was on it, but that was not. That was the guys that ran it afterwards. They were knuckleheads.
Mr. Trump, hypothetically, you've already lost because an NBC poll came out yesterday saying that 73% of Republicans wouldn't vote for you as the nominee.
That's the way it stands now. The polls, Oscar, are very, very deceiving, and you can't buy into that. The question is time. I understood that it would be an uphill battle, but the fact is I don't lose, and everyone else, these other candidates, are ridiculous. They're stupendously ignorant.
They're clown shoes.
They don't know what they're doing. They have no chances. They don't know. They don't even know whether there's air conditioning in a room. I have the best air conditioning in my campaign halls of any presidential candidate. I am the best air conditioning president God has ever made.
What brand of air conditioners do you use?
Trump air conditioner.
Trump air. Okay, see.
Yes,
and what makes them better?
We've got giant machines outside of all my buildings, and what it's got on the side of the building, it's giant air compressors, and they say Trump on each and every one of them. We don't do them for small buildings because none of my small buildings are small. They're not small, they're large. Even my small buildings are large. My large big buildings are the largest.
Will you explain to me or actually just describe your smallest building?
My smallest building is the most successful small building in the history of New York, and I sold it for $15 million to a Chinese person.
I thought it was a co-op.
Pardon me?
A co-op.
You know. I own co-ops, apartments, office buildings. Mine are all that you can tell when you walk. You know why? You know you're in a Trump building. You know how you can tell?
How? Why is that?
The doors open, and you look up and go, wow. This is the best building I've ever been in.
What makes your building...
Isn't this great?
Donald, what makes your building so good?
The lady will have a linguine with white clam sauce.
Now you're just being silly.
And a Coke with no ice. I love Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Describe that movie to me. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Oh, a very successful picture. But, you know, I think it's great. You know, it's got the kids and a mall and California and burger joints.
What about the girl getting out of the pool?
Okay, you're trying to get me in trouble. I thought Phoebe Cates was a very talented actress. I wish I'd had an opportunity to have her in the Miss USA pageant.
Now,
she was very successful.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second.
Yes. Hold on. Devil's what?
Okay, let me be the bad guy.
Oh, yeah, all right,
bad guy.
Okay, what if, in the odd off chance you don't snag the nomination...
Now, hold on. I have to stop you because you're going to be like so many journalists who are saying, I'm not going to win. You don't understand. This is a fact. I'm willing on your show, on TMOS...
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, I thought it was Trump Makes Odd Music.
Because music starts with S?
I'm sorry, I messed it up.
Sound.
It's early today.
Trump makes odd sounds.
Sound would be the way.
Trump makes odd sounds.
All right,
thank you.
Let me rephrase the question.
Let me rephrase that bit. We should start all over so we can edit that. Trump makes odd sounds. Yes, thank you for pointing out that it was an S and not an M for music.
Let me rephrase the question. When you become president of the United States.
Yes, when I become president.
Who will run your failed Scottish golf course?
My golf course will be the most successful in Scotland. And the problem is the people over there don't know about success. They're more than happy to have sheep in their streets and have no successful big buildings and high rises. And that's why Scotland has been number two next to England for all those years. That's what it is.
When you're building this golf course in Scotland, can you describe the caddies?
The caddies are very knowledgeable. They know the game of golf. The game of golf was invented in Scotland.
Right.
Back in the day. They know the game. And they know that I will bring success to the island, and I will make sure that we have the most successful, beautiful, and luxurious, there's another word.
It's a big one.
luxurious golf course in the Scotland country.
I'm actually looking here. Is it true that the game of golf was invented by Angus McTrump?
I believe if you look back, my ancestors were very tied into the people that, well, I won't say that my ancestors invented golf, Rob, but I will tell you that we made it more successful.
In what That's way? What,
I can't elaborate. Oscar Santana, we have a question. Yes, go
please.
Ahead.
I'm curious because the shining bright spot in your campaign is the possible future first lady.
Yes.
Your beautiful wife.
Melania.
What does she think?
What's her name?
Melanoma. Melania.
Melania is her name.
Melania,
don't you call her Mel?
Mel? No, I don't. I don't call her Mel. She's beautiful. Her name is beautiful. And she's very, very talented and very successful and a very astute businesswoman who's had great, big, good success. Yes, Oscar.
I'm curious what she thinks of your presidential bid, how it'll affect her life.
Well, but let me tell you something about Melania. Melania is someone who actually said to me, I don't understand why you let all these knuckleheads run for president when you're smarter and harder working and more successful and a better lover than any of these other and bigger. And I don't want to elaborate on that.
Hey, watch it. Don't look at the camera.
These are my Trump eyes.
I hate when you do that.
Thank you.
And apparently this is a video phone.
Yeah.
Melania was at the head of the line and told me, right before we were coming down there, this is the best decision you've ever made, Donald, and you're going to win because you don't lose. And then I said, make sure you go four steps down on the escalator when we're going down to the speech.
Now,
you'll notice there was separation
yes.
between us when we went down.
That was a good look.
Now, you were very, very enthusiastic that we call you first thing this morning. What is on your mind about your campaign that you need to communicate?
I thought you were going to say I was enthusiastic that I wanted you to call me the first thing because I will be the first thing when I'm president.
Well, no,
I'll be the first guy. I'll be the number one. That's what I've always wanted to be.
Mel is going to be the first lady. You're going to be the president. You're not the first anything.
Yeah, okay, details. What I wanted to tell you was that what does every little boy in New York or anywhere else aspire to be in the United States. It's president of the United States. That's the number one. That's the coveted position. That's the win. That's the big win.
Why is the president, the position of president, so important?
Because the president can make decisions that are good and strong and successful that will make America great again. And I have to, I'm going to say right now that I, this is without any hesitation whatsoever, I will be the best and strongest and good president, the best, hold on, I will be the best, most hardworking and good, solid, spectacular president that anybody has ever seen since the dinosaurs.
Well, there weren't presidents back then.
Well, it's not war. Breaking news. I'm more successful than the dinosaurs. They're extinct.
And you are not.
That's right. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Oscar. Yes.
You just had one of these top-tier nominations break, you know, ever
flew
the
show. Yeah.
The Jean Renoir hairpieces and wigs system has now put their support behind your campaign. What do you think about that?
Well, that's because they're probably wanting to be a more successful business. And if you attach yourself to the Trump name and the Trump hair, you can make fun all day long. This is real hair. I defy anybody to tug on it, pull it, and see if it comes out. It won't come out.
So,
however, yes.
The toupee company attached themselves to you, but are you, in fact, attached to your toupee?
I am not. I do not wear a toupee. It is my real hair. I invite you to come on the campaign trail, Rob. Pull on my hair to see if it's real. I have a full amount of normal hair on
human
the top
hair?
Of my head. Yes, it's human hair.
Can you describe it for me?
You can see it on television. Why do I have to describe my hair? That's the hair I'm very proud of.
Taiwanese hair?
Yes. Look, I've had my real hair for years. I lost some of my other hair when I was a younger man, and I'd rather not talk about that because it was a traumatic experience.
Was it an accident?
Well, it was basically all pubic hair.
Oh, God.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I never got girls when I was a kid in showbiz. I never got girls. One time I took out a college girl. And she majored in business psychology. For $100, she'll blow your mind. No, but I never got girls. I was making love to one girl. She started to cry. I said to her, you'll hate yourself in the morning. She said, no, I hate myself now. This girl was no bargain either. Showed up, she had pigtails under her arms. She was fat, too. She got in a scale. A card came out and said, one at a time. This girl was fat and ugly. Ooh, she ugly. How ugly? She was known as a two-bagger. That girl who's so ugly, go out with her, you put a bag over your head in case the bag over her head breaks. She was ugly. She was so ugly, you look in a dictionary under the word ugly, you see her picture. I mean, ugly. Kidding? No, I bent down to pet her cat, it was the hair in her legs. An ugly chick. I took her to the top of the Empire State Building, airplane started to attack her. I mean, ugly. I found out when she goes to the bank, they turn off the cameras. You kidding? Ugly girl.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Graze.com. Eating healthy is tough. We all know that. Snacking healthy, even harder. Go into a grocery store. Turn the package over. Look at the calories. See what you're up against. Well, it used to be hard, but it's not anymore with Graze.com. Now Graze.com can show you the healthy side of snacking, and you can try it free if you use the code TMOS. Graze.com is a snack service that delivers tasty and nutritious snacks right to your home or office. The snacks are perfectly proportioned. There are little packs that are perfect for when you're on the go, and they are perfect for snacking without overdoing it. And with over 100 unique snack creations, there is always something new and different to try. How about triple berry smoothie with a medley of dried berries and bananas.
Nice. Berries and bananas, the best.
I just sounded like Bob Barker when I triple berry smoothie with a medley of dried berries and bananas.
Is
That's
she
all the
right?
healthy stuff. Is she right? These all you have to do is see these snacks and you'll know that I'm talking about very, very tasty and very exciting new stuff. Every delivery, personalized snack box for you, customized to your taste preferences. Yum, yum. Plus, each snack in your box is approved by Graze.com's nutritionist and contains no GMOs, no artificial flavors, and no trans fats, so you can feel good about what you're snacking on. Go to Graze.com right now. That's G-R-A-Z-E.com right now to get a free trial box that includes four of their top-rated and most delicious snacks. Just remember to use our special code TMOS at Graze.com with the code again, TMOS. Thank you in advance for that. Well, hail, hail. The gang's all here.
Good morning,
Brian,
Mike.
Brian Williams is out at NBC.
Your boy, Oscar.
Sad trombone.
Send him a note. Oh, Williams.
I'm sure he's fine. He's probably has stacks and stacks of cash.
Well, when he starts his podcast, he's got a home right here.
Someone will hire him.
I think, you know, behind the scenes, you talk about, we've had agents before, and you talk about these agents, these high-powered agents
right.
that do the negotiating. When you hear something like, he's not going to be at the anchor desk anymore, but he's staying with the network, that's an agent that probably ended up playing hardball, because the suits would love to, in corporate TV, say, you know, pound sand, you become a ghost, we never want to have to deal with you, and ultimately, that's what they would, that would be their first choice.
He but just signed that contract, though. He had just signed that contract.
And they're busting balls on it right now because it's not probably
Brian,
hard to prove.
Stay cool. Stay cool. You're going to stay with the network.
I'm going to stay with the network.
You're going to stay with the stay cool.
What about my anchor?
Don't know. Well, you're going to still be. Don't talk to the network. Stay cool, guys.
Tonight on Dateline, Lies and the People Who Tell Them with Brian Williams. Substituting for Lester Holt.
So, you know they're going to give Brian Williams a new show on NBC. It's going to be called What Would You Do If You Had a Second Chance?
The latest breaking, I guess, skinny,
yeah,
if you will.
Sure, I will.
Rumors are that he's going to be the new face of MSNBC.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
The struggling cable operation.
But, you know, that's primarily, you know, just their news rehashed during the day and reruns at night.
Left wing.
I love Best of Quinones on MSNBC.
But no, the MSNBC is really the Fox News channel.
Yeah.
Although Fox has their own issues. I've been reading a lot about these networks now that Roger Ailes, who is the poobah over at Fox News, apparently he's on the way out. And they're saying this could be the end of Fox News as we know it. And who knows? I mean, it's very hard to.
I could see him doing that, though. If he gets on MSNBC, you know, it makes sense.
Just read the cards, Brian.
Right.
Yeah. It would kind of, wouldn't you think, when you get to that level of the business in broadcast journalism, and you are a Brian Williams, a Dan Rather, a Walter Cronkite, you know, you probably, it's got to be a little tough, I would imagine.
Well, it's got to be
putting
impossible.
On your $10,000 suits in the morning, it's got to be a little
I
tough.
Think it would be even harder for him, because what separates him from your Cronkites and your Rathers, he was a very able newsreader, but boy, he loved show business.
Yeah, he likes to do that.
And you know what? He's not in that A chair anymore. That's a definite demotion.
But what? Okay, so the guy's 56, so he's too young to retire, right? And say, F it, I'm going to walk away. He probably wants some sort of redemption. He goes to MSNBC. If he can turn that cable, channel around and really give it the ratings that it would like,
sure,
then that's a success for him. And let's all, what do I hear in the background?
Yeah, what is that?
Is that me?
Hello?
Maybe. Do you have something on?
There's something on the background or anything like that?
No, now it's gone, but
okay.
It was Pony. It was Pony because I can see Pony's hands because Pony went, nope. And he did click, 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 click. You did. It was you.
Regardless.
Come on, cop to it. It was you. It was you. It was you. It was you. I like to blame.
Anything.
I'm Irish. I love blame. I love blame, blame.
He's not connected to the actual system, so.
That's because it was coming over the microphone.
Okay, well, yes, we'll say it was Pony.
I think it was Noel. I think it was Noel. Running her mouth. Blah,
oh, is
blah,
Noel?
Blah.
Is Noel here?
Hello. She is indeed.
Well, hello, dear. I didn't even know you were in the studio.
Pervalert.
Pervalert.
You know, that's one of the biggest sponsors on MSNBC. Pervalert. It is it's a sticker that you wear on your wrist.
So if he turns that network around. Oh, sorry, Bill.
All right. Sorry about that.
Ruin your rap.
Snap out of it.
So if he turns that network around, I think it'll be great. But also, let's remember what he did wrong, right?
Right.
We have politicians that have you know, had prostitutes come to their hotel rooms right here in D.C., and they've gotten a second chance at broadcasting and politics.
Sure.
We've had people do far worse and come back. I think that this guy, because of his age here status, could not. He could not exaggerate. He had no gray room to work in.
And it was the multiples, wasn't it?
He had a history of it.
Yeah, they caught him on it.
If it had been
out.
One time, it would have been fine. It was the multiples that
and
got him.
It is not only the lie, but the fact that he sort of married himself to something that our military does.
Yeah.
There was a lot of gravity to it.
I get it. I just, this is not Kid Toucher.
Territory. It's not there.
Like, you can't work ever again. There's no, well, there's nothing you could ever do.
It's the crime in relation to the job,
the profession.
Yep.
So you're talking about what he does, and you know what's their whole thing? Trust. Mm-hmm. They use it in their marketing. Trust. You know, they talk about these guys. That's who we look to for our information. So when his credibility is damaged and then damaged and then damaged again, that's probably ultimately they couldn't bounce back. Then you throw the reality situation in where you've got Lester Holt popping in there and the ratings don't suffer. That's a big deal.
And you want to talk about how weird trust is. I mean, Lester Holt used to be a country DJ and we trust him more.
Yeah,
and,
well, you know, I think Lester Holt is one of the best in the business, and yeah, we'll
I
see
love Lester
how
Holt.
He does. But anyway, it's just something where I really do believe that it's the combination of the offenses and what he did for a living, and it's why he's also, Oscar, not being shown the door in totality.
I never would have thought that he would be gone. Even when it happened, I said, well, this guy's just
the
superstar.
They don't
want
to burn a bridge because they might want to do a sequel to Peter Pan. And they need to have his daughter for that.
What's his daughter's name again? The one from
Allison
Girls?
Williams.
Yeah, Allison Williams.
Allison Williams. Yeah, and that sucked too. Yeah. That's a bad year for the Williams family. I mean, not only does Allison, participate in that stinker of an NBC special.
Oh, and
Peter
don't forget Allison Williams also sodomy this season on Girls.
Yeah, yeah. So really into sodomy.
There was a really.
Whoa!
And when you call it sodomy, it doesn't sound fun.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it sounds violent.
It does, but it is.
Wait a minute. Hold everything. Wait. Now,
let me rephrase it. A very unnatural sex act?
Yes.
A graphic unnatural
sex act. Now, wait
a minute.
Stop.
In the back door.
Stop. Rob, take a breath. Hold on, everybody. I want to find out. So on Girls, let me just, because I don't watch Girls, was the plot line featuring Allison Williams? Did it have to do with that particular
Not
act?
An assault.
No, she apparently was enjoying
a proclivity.
It. Yeah.
Well, hold on. Then when you refer to it, I hate to say this, and I have to dance around this.
Yeah, that's
when
why I phrased it that way.
In the medical sense, it makes it sound like you're talking about
Rob's
a crime.
You know, he's a square. And
I'm a square.
And for him, it's like, oh, no.
There's a
four-letter
word, and it's not a dirty word for it, that people refer to it as in the... And you, why did you use the big word?
Well, because it's not, I think, what he's thinking of.
What do you think it is? You tell us what you think it is.
I dance around it.
I think
he's confused.
I don't think I am, because I seen it, and maybe even rewound it.
I seen it.
It was...
he's seen it, Mike.
She was standing... And there was a man behind her, perhaps praying.
Okay. Be careful, because you're so bad at this. Now, just be careful.
And yet you asked for it.
God.
Have you ever opened the back door and yelled at it?
Oh, God. I know what he's talking about, but it's not sodomy.
I think technically it is.
Hold it. Now, hold on. Because you're very bad at this, and I haven't seen
it. Keep saying it.
Something the Grease Man would call INGUS at the end?
Yes, but it was, Mike, that's the best way to talk about it. It was Bosco Lingus. That's how the Grease would refer to it.
This guy.
Wait, so that was happening? That was the plot line?
It was her opening scene.
So now nobody's talking. What are you doing?
Rob, help me out here. Wait, one, two. Just to clarify, her boyfriend ate her.
Well, that's
good.
Okay.
All right.
Did you get that?
And
there was no controversy around it. I'm bad at it.
Just to clarify.
Well, at least I know what you're talking about now.
That's what happened. I think episode two, we're at the one minute mark into the episode. Not that I've seen it multiple times.
Something to do with number two. I know that. But it was... It was shockingly graphic, even for that show.
I mean, people were into different things.
And what I mean, but it's just not, it's not usual for television. I'll
maybe
say
not
that.
For you.
And well, I don't know what television you're watching, but you know what? I watch a lot of Matlock, and I have never seen it. But it was
the Matlock rerun.
It surprised me, and I just, my thought after I thought, hey, look at that, was, wow, her dad's reading the news on Channel 4 tonight. Yeah. I wonder how he's going to like that. It was just, it was surprising.
Yeah, and he's
very
on the
weird.
Set sometimes when that's all going down, so that's got to be creepy as well. Mm-hmm. Though she wins at life because she,
so to speak,
she married the co-founder of College Humor, which was bought out by Yahoo, I think, for multiple hundreds of millions of dollars. So they'll be A-OK.
So she's a Richie Rich, too. She's
they'll be A-OK. Yeah, okay.
All right, that's good.
Is everything okay with you, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just, you know, I mean, all of a sudden it was, I heard the word sodomy and the whole show stopped. It was just, so it really was, I mean,
in the broadest legal sense, I think it is.
Can I just say something, please? Thank you. It is you were using the legal term for it.
Yes.
As described in certain southern states, when it actually was a sex act that she was featured on Girls. That's what it was,
yeah.
Right?
Precisely, yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right, let me go shower up, and we will come back.
Right, you say and, tomato.
Yes. And discuss our network, and we will be right back, and thank you.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
WMAL AM 63, the number one voice in Washington.
WDRC, where your friends are. Hey, everybody, there's a skeeter on my Peter. What a fantastic weekend it's going to be. Temperatures in the mid-70s. Good time to get outside, fire up the grill for Dad, or maybe take a trip down to the ocean. You'll have a great time. But listen, if you're going to be out there, watch out for those nasty little bugs. Oh, let me tell you something. Those fuckers can bite right through to the bone. I'm talking big, big needles coming out of their beaks.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com. Bonus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, listen up, small business owners. You're going to want to hear this one right now at Vistaprint.com. You can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter our promo code TMOS at checkout. That's $9.99 for 500 business cards. This is the best deal out there. It's so easy to make great-looking cards. Pick from tons of industry-specific designs, then you add your own info, and you're done. It's that easy. Or you can upload your own artwork and pictures. We've all made cards at Vistaprint. I was handing them out yesterday. I hand them out almost every single day. They always turn out great. It's old school, and I love handing out business cards. It's fun, too. Mm-hmm. If you want to go all out, upgrade to their signature stock, add a fancy finish, or even raised print, and remember, Vistaprint has everything you need to market your business. Whether it's flyers, banners, or custom apparel, think Vistaprint, and all of it is 100% guaranteed. If you're not happy, they will make it right. 500 business cards on sale for $9.99. There's never been a better time to professionally promote your business. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code TMOS to get this offer, and we thank you.
Yay.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay, time to address something that we... boy, feel free, guys, to jump in if I am misspeaking or
all
saying
right.
anything I shouldn't say here. But we value and we really enjoy all our shows on the TMOS network, on the More Network, Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. We don't talk about the business of that very often, but we also think it's important for you to support those shows. And we try to handpick programs that we think are going to not only fit with our network, like Cake and Cookies, Rob and Joe. Then we have support shows like Omericast with Marcus Serta.
Tech 411. I love it.
Tech 411 with Todd and Oscar. Shows that are tied into this show, but also shows that are independent that are great.
But they complement. They all complement each other.
The biggest show on our network right now is the Tony Perkins Show. It's doing gangbusters. They are really, really talented guys, and they're having a blast, and we love having them. And really, if you haven't gotten a chance to listen to Tony, great interviews with people like Ringo Starr, Donnie Simpson, the legendary morning man in Washington, D.C. They have a lot of fun, and they're very, very funny. And Tony Perkins, for those of you who don't know around the country, is the local Fox anchorman in the evening here, and a dear friend of mine, and started his show, and he loves it. And it's a vehicle for him to do what he doesn't do normally. And Tony is a brilliant man and a lot of fun to listen to, and one of the finest human beings I've ever had the pleasure to call a friend.
What a good guy.
So check out Tony Perkins. Now, another guy that I had a chance to meet and become friends with was Mickey Coachella up at 98 Rock in Baltimore. Right after I got laid off, I think I did a couple of stints up at 98 Rock on the morning show, just guesting, promoting a ride that I was doing. I've been on there a few times, and I met Mickey, and then they asked me to come in and sub, I think, when Amelia was gone. So Mickey and I got to know each other, and we got along really, really well. Mickey decided a while back that he was going to leave 98 Rock, and so I reached out to him. I said, let's call Mickey, tell him if he wants to do something like a podcast, we're here. And
right.
Mickey decided that that would be a great idea. We helped Mickey along with the logistics of how to do that, and really since that time, it's been at best inconsistent, at worst he's a no-show. And I'll tell you, the reason I bring this up is because that's my big question now is, what the hell are we going to do with Mickey? Because he's hard to get in touch with. The reason I'm putting this out there, he's
a wild card.
Yes. But at the same time, and I mean this with supreme respect, it is not something that really affects all of us in any supreme way. Other than his name being on my network, which I take pride in.
Well, I think it affects me, and it affects Rob, and it affects Pony, and...
Okay, as I said, it's not like weren't showing up for work.
It's not
an
emotional, and this is a different perspective because Mike, you know, as CEO and chairman of More Broadcasting, you get to do what you need to do, and we do what we need to do on our end. And
you've been dealing with
the nuts and bolts. We worked really hard to make sure that Mickey had the right equipment, Mickey had the right landing page, Mickey had the right editing for his shows,
and
we put all those systems in place.
Support staff on our end to make sure that he gets uploaded
on a regular basis.
Right. Yeah.
And so it's a lot of sweat equity on our end to put a show out that we really believed in. And and to be fair, I still believe in Mickey's show.
When
but
he does
no,
his show,
no
he's a
show
very talented. He's a talented
to
guy.
Believe in right now. He hasn't done a show since April. We are going into
It has been 101 days since his last show.
Yes. While. So it's been a little while. That
I
would
think
be April, Rofo. Thank you.
March.
March, April, right? Next time, shut off his mic, please. Appreciate that.
You know what? It's always a roll of the dice,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. So I'll say this, that since he hasn't done a show in so long...
101 days, I hear.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Rob. Better way, without the dramatic pause.
101 days.
See, his mic was off.
101.
We get to a place where the juice is no longer worth the squeeze, and I try to reach out to him, and I can't get in contact with him. I text him.
Right.
He doesn't text me back. I don't know if he has a new number, but really, I think at the crux of this is if he's not going to be consistent with the shows, and if he doesn't want to do the shows, we need to know.
And that's what's, that is really... courtesy to the listener.
Yeah.
If they're going to subscribe, if they're going to support, if they're going to keep clicking to see if there's a new show.
I want my equipment back. I want my equipment back. God damn it.
Sure, get that back.
I want my equipment back.
But it's not fair to the listener.
Well, also, the one thing I kept on stressing to everybody that effing does this show, anybody that ever says, and by the way, do people love podcasts now? And I'm not talking about, I'll talk to Mickey all day about podcasts, whether he's going to do them or not, just simply because he's a professional.
Right on.
But there are people that come to me, and God bless you. Because this is what really makes this podcasting world turn. And they ask me, what should I do because I want to do a podcast.
And everybody, Mike, and everybody gets a podcast.
I have a standard, and I already have a template. I send them. I said, this is what I tell people. This is the equipment you need to buy if you really want to do it right. Here you go, right?
Right.
But everybody comes back and says, what else do I need to do? I said, you need to do shows. And you need to do them consistently. And you have to do them on a daily or weekly basis.
Content,
but you have to
right.
do it on the same day. The same situation every time happens when they come back to me and say, nobody's listening. I said, are you doing consistently? Are you doing it every day? Tech 401, great example, right? Todd's gone for a week at Google I.O. and then he gets featured by Starbucks for White Noise. Mm-hmm. And he was out with a sinus infection this week. We haven't done one in 2 weeks, right?
Right.
I will guarantee you we'll be back next week on the regular schedule. We're going to have to fight again to build that audience because we missed 1 week.
It's true.
You came to us, and we never slowed down our regular shows, but Oscar came to us regarding the bonus shows and said that's the way we have to build that base is by doing them consistently.
Consistency.
Right. And that's when we started doing them consistently, and it made a huge difference.
Huge.
And the fact is, you're absolutely right. If we are going, what we are doing is a substitute for what we all did when we were on the radio on a regular regular basis here in D.C. We still have a radio affiliate in KCJJ, but I'm talking about the podcast, and we try to deliver it consistently. You're not going to have anybody give a rat's ass about you, and people, if you're not reliable, your listeners are not going to be reliable.
No, we essentially, you ask the listener of anything, or even a television viewer, you want to be part of their habit. You want to make, you know, build yourself and be a small part of their life.
And Mickey knows all of this.
Sure.
And, you know, and to be fair, I know that his focus right now is in comedy, and I see it on his Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And I'm really not, I hope he doesn't, if you're listening to this, Mickey, we're not railroading you. It's just, it's be a common courtesy.
No, but when
say,
a guy doesn't pick up a telephone and he's not answering you when you call him, and I ask Oscar about it, probably over the last month, I've asked him 3 or 4 times about it, and I wonder about it, and it does. If I'm going to build the network, and that is going to be something that is part of our business model, we can't have people that are just going to be there taking up space when there are other shows
and
out there.
There are,
you know,
material impacts. We have costs every month to keep his shows up. We have all these different dynamics and different costs that go into really hosting a show like this, or any show. Like, for example, Rob and Joe have to go, right?
Right.
Simply because they're a horrible show. We have to go. AmeriCast.
You'll have a chance to speak to them about that on Wednesday.
I know, they're coming in. AmeriCast, take him or leave him. Mickey was the only one I'd like to hold on to, because when he's on, he's on, right?
Well, there's another one that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, of course, hey. Tony's his own show.
I was referring to another one.
Nobody really listens to Cake and Cookies. So
I do.
I would say, if you're sober, they're probably better shows. So that being said...
But you're asking for the impossible.
I gave it a good 5 minutes.
Mike, and be fair, it was a great 5 minutes.
It was a great five
minutes. So your top-tier shows are this. You've got Tony and Gary, the Tony Perkins show. You've got the Mike O'Mara show. And I don't know what else. But I'll say this much, Mike, that as far as Mickey's concerned, he could have been in the top three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now we have Cake and Cookies, right?
And
I'm glad for them, and I'm happy for them. But please,
so
for God's sake,
thank you.
It's Cake and Cookies.
I understand.
See what I'm saying,
I
Mike?
I understand. Yes, yes, I understand.
Missed opportunity.
And I really
or
think
one that,
that
was seized.
I really,
I love insulting people when they're in front of me.
I really, really like Mickey, and I love his talent, and he's a very edgy, funny guy. He's great when he comes in and guests on us, but you know what? At the end of the day, I don't know what he's dealing with. He's dealt with a lot of stuff from when he left 98 Rock all the way through that. I don't know what it is. I like him. Is he one of my besties? No, he's not. The fact is, I have no idea what's going on in his world because we don't communicate on a regular basis. But at the same time, we have a business to run here, and we'd love to do that. And I think that ultimately... you know, if Mickey wanted to come on once a month, that's fine. If that's what he wants to do,
that's
fine
too.
But deliver and please respond to us. And if not, you know, we got to deal with it the way we'll deal with it. And we are doing this. Make no mistake about it. We are dealing with this situation on the air because we want to make Pony. What were you holding that up? I'm just kind of.
He was just sending a note not to feel bad about what Oscar says because he really likes Cake and Cookies.
Chin up.
No, actually, he was asking me about. He was asking me about a recording level, and we're okay.
Oh, okay.
Just don't text Pony. That's all I'm saying.
The layout of the studio today is killing me. I'm watching you guys. I'm just like, I'm sitting there watching the fingers dancing and all that. To make a long story short, Mickey is a good friend. I don't want to see Mickey leave the More Network. No.
But if he doesn't want to do shows anymore, we don't have a choice.
Yeah, if he doesn't want to do shows,
just let
that's
us know.
It.
Yeah.
FYI.
And reach out to Spiegel, please, and ask him if you'd like to do a podcast.
Spiegel.
Yeah. The Spiegel.
We're just most
the
of the
90
hour, Rock family.
Spiegel and Brian Williams would be a new one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, reach out to any disgruntled radio personalities.
Mike, you've known a lot of radio people. Have you ever met one who was gruntled?
No, not at all.
They're
so,
all
that means
disgruntled.
Tons of them are out there and available, and you know, I think probably I can read the tea leaves. Might be a time to start setting those tables for the individual shows by each of the sports junkies. That's just a that's for when they're look. They've got a new contract. Yeah. I'm happy for them,
like,
but the fact
like 14
is,
years.
It's not even by a long shot. But the fact is, I'd love to set the table with that because in our business, nothing is forever.
I look forward to the debut on the More Network of It's Lurch.
Nice. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love this company, HomeLight. We are so excited to have them on the show because they're the people that are going to help you if you have to buy or sell your house. You do it, and you need the best realtor, and I'm telling you, most people don't use the system the way it should be. HomeLight is here to help you. It's the best new way to find your perfect real estate agent. HomeLight's technology analyzes home sales data and client reviews to find the best agent for you based on actual past performance. That's the way businesses do it. That's the way you should do it. Whether you're buying or selling, you need HomeLight because they were founded by Stanford grads.
Stanford.
Smart people. They're backed by Google. HomeLight agents are all top five producers, and they are proven to sell faster. And here's the very best part. They do it for up to a 9% higher selling price. Because they're the good ones. They're experts in marketing and prepping your home for sale. Plus, they are honest, professional, and reliable. HomeLight has already helped thousands of folks in the D.C. area and all over the U.S. buy and sell their homes. Best of all, HomeLight is absolutely free for our listeners, and you get a $200 gift card when you buy or sell with a HomeLight agent. Visit HomeLight.com today. That's HomeLight.com. Click the microphone in the right-hand corner and enter the promo code TMOS to contact your perfect agent through the HomeLight website or call 844-321-AGENT to tell them that Mike sent you. HomeLight.com, the best way to find a real estate agent.
I have a quick,
and thank you.
Quick question, if you don't mind, Mike.
Yeah, go.
Go right ahead.
I'm on your Facebook page right now because that's what I like to do once in a while.
Sure.
And I notice you do something, but you do this thing that I haven't seen ever on Facebook. When you post photos, you post photos in a way that it shows up as a file name on your Facebook.
I noticed that. The most current picture of his kid.
Yes. And And when you do that, one, I think you've been hacked, or two, I think there's some other situation going on. How do you post them exactly?
Yeah, what do you do?
Oh, it's simple. I don't know. I was probably doing that from my phone, and now we've exposed something.
It's funny that you brought this up.
No, it's funny that you brought it up because you have exposed a weakness of mine. I am very bad. One of the things I'd do if I was more skilled at it, I would update my profile and cover photos more often on Facebook because I've got great pictures of my little guy, and I just don't do it that well. I don't know. Oh, horny Bob's B-Wag.
HBS came strong today.
Weighed in today. Yeah.
When he posts that and it says the TMOS HBS pinup of the day, why is it / with GM Pages? Is he having an affair with her?
This has been going on for years. Mike,
the sex would best be described as torrid. Sometimes he and it's not just G. There's other people that he'll give a nod to occasionally.
Not as much as G.
Well, G might be his favorite. So G Whiz.
Okay. We didn't get an answer.
Creeps, Mike. They're just creeps.
Don't loop me in with him. Happy Father's Day, Pop.
I'm wondering what's going on.
Good kind of creepy.
So let me ask about this. I don't. It's via iOS, which means I sent it from my phone. I posted from my phone.
Yes.
To Facebook.
So you take a picture for.
I bet I know.
Okay.
When you do it.
Hold on. Let me finish.
All right.
My wife takes a picture. Mm. She sends it to me via text.
Yes.
I look at the picture on the text. I said, "That is great. I'm going to post that." I go to the share little thing on my phone, and I click on it.
That's the
that's
big problem. That's why you look like a noob on Facebook.
Yeah, you're a rube, Mike. You're a rube.
What? Wait. Well, all right. Hold on. So, and by the way, the delay is really working for me today. I will say this. When I do that, let me ask you this question. Please walk me through the better way to do that.
And so if you're not taking any pictures of your son, we have established that.
Right.
His wife is. So when Carla
But no, I take him too. I take him too.
Okay. When you don't take pictures of your son.
Or when you do.
When you receive that text message with the picture, the best way to actually, have two reference points for your pictures. You'll have it in your phone so you can show your friends and family.
Right.
Yeah. But also so you can post it without the direct link to your wife's mobile library. I would say that you want to post, you want to save the picture to your camera roll and then post from your camera roll.
Which is easy to do. Just let your finger linger. Let your finger linger as you touch the picture, and it'll ask if you'd like to save it.
From the text, and you just save it to your camera roll.
Then you go to your Facebook application And then when you want to say share a picture, you hit that. And
the little camera icon. It looks like a camera. Right.
And then you upload it from your saved photos.
I look like a rube by posting
it
that way.
It's so different than anyone else. I've never seen anyone else do this.
You know what you are with your elderly technology? Your inability to grasp even the most simple concepts of sharing on a social networking platform. You know what you are with your gorgeous young son who's never going to see you past the age of 18? You know what you are? You're a rube.
No, it's funny when Oscar brings it up, because when I saw it this morning, I had that weird feeling you get like when you click to open something on a...
Yeah, it's scary.
Like for an email, and for some reason it opens as code.
There's a virus. I've been hacked.
Another thing I posted, I shared another link yesterday to The Blaze, that website. That's pretty well-read, isn't it? The Blaze is pretty well-read.
A gay newspaper, correct?
The Blaze is...
Or is that a blade? The Blade.
The Blade.
It's The Blade.
Let me see.
Blaze is a newspaper for pyromaniacs.
Oh, okay.
The Blaze is a pretty well-traveled website, is it not?
I've never been there, Mike.
Yeah, I haven't either, to be honest with you.
So, but I think I've heard of it.
Can you help me out?
I've heard of it, but I don't know.
I'll look for it right now, Mike, and see if it comes up.
Here it comes.
Well, let me see
if it's blocked.
1.6 million likes on Facebook. That's
pretty good.
Significant, right?
Yeah.
It's a news website.
Oh, this looks sketchy at
best,
Mike.
There's viruses everywhere.
What is going
on? What do you
here?
Mean? Wait, no, hold on. Wait a minute. Stop it.
You see, this is no good.
Hey, you can win guns from Blaze.
They're giving away guns.
Yeah. Where do you find your news?
No, wait a minute. Hold on. Somebody sent me this on Facebook, and it looked like a legitimate news site. And I went to, and there was an article written. Let me read you the article here. This is written by Chris Field. June 17th at 2:25. Don't like sweet baby Jesus? Fine. How about smiling Irish bastard?
Oh, they're writing about beer.
Okay.
But I'll
tell you. The Blaze faith editor and infamous consumer of large quantities of alcohol, Billy Halliwell, has the latest product outrage that many people of faith are tripping over themselves to criticize and demand it be pulled from store coolers. I have a suggestion for a replacement brew. One I learned of last week on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ooh.
Think Smiling Irish Bastard Ale from Gagan's in Bangor, Maine would appropriately... it was a question. Think Smiling Irish Bastard and Ale from Gagan's in Bangor, Maine would appropriately raise the dander of the righteous? And then he's got a picture of the brew, and I linked that, and I thought that the Blaze was... a rather well-traveled... Well, it is rather... It's got 1.6 million likes on Facebook.
Yeah, I can't deny the likes. Mm-hmm. I will say this.
429,000 followers on Twitter.
I think it's strong. Look, we'll take any pub, Mike. I will say that they started in 2011. So that's it's pretty
been around.
Low life cycle. 4 years. Nothing crazy, right?
No, nothing crazy.
But
they haven't folded.
They are into truth, respect, ingenuity, and family, Mike, according to About the Blaze.
However, I am still troubled that it has a banner at the top of their website, win one of these five popular guns.
Wait a minute, it's like super like hyper right wing.
Yeah, that's why I was like, hey, where do you get your news, Mike?
I'm sorry.
Hey, we'll take them all, Mike. Remember, press is press.
That's right.
It's got the Glenn Beck show.
Radio program.
Oh, man.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I hope he wins
a lot
a gun.
Of followers.
I don't want to be associated with that dildo.
Wow.
I don't like Glenn. Oh, wow, Pony. Yeah, wow. That's the way I feel about Glenn Beck, former DJ.
You just surprised me.
But it's fine. You know what? It is. It's press. It's good press.
Yeah,
and you know what? We're not really an overly political program.
Mike's been getting all his political news from a right-wing website.
No wonder. Mike.
No.
No wonder
Hold
you're
it.
Pissed all the time.
You guys are misrepresenting this. I simply posted the link to this. I don't read this place.
Oh, okay. I thought that was one of
your
bookmarks.
I linked it because it was about me.
Nice. They got you, Mike.
So are they so right-wing? You just read a snippet. Are they upset that the beer uses the word
you
bastard?
You are talking to me like I know this website. I don't know anything about this website.
No,
I'm asking you about the article.
The article, I read it. It's over. That's all it is. That's all that was put on this little place. You know, Now I'm done. I just deleted it. Deleted the sons of bitches from those bastards.
So you will or will not win a gun? I don't know. Are you still into it?
I didn't see anything about a gun on there. Is it a libertarian website? Is that
I don't
what
know
is?
For
is
sure,
that,
Mike. We've got
can
a lot
someone,
of Jeff,
Rofo, Rofo, as you're looking at the computer monitor and my face, please do your little research and pop open the find out all you can find out about the Blaze website. I'd like to know who I'm either
and
slamming
them on
or like.
Twitter.
I think that they want to represent both sides of the aisle. That's what they say about when they say about the Blaze.
Okay.
But what I see as far as their links are concerned and their story and their headlines, they may be on one side of the aisle.
Mike, they want to represent both sides. They want to represent people that like guns and people that love guns.
Rofo, what do you have? You have anything? Hold on. Rofo's got some. Make sure his mic's on, please.
All right. Very good.
No, just exactly what Oscar said. I really didn't have anything
okay.
that time.
You were leaning towards the mic. I appreciate
yeah, well,
it.
Well, you know what? I'll make sure his mic is off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And the other thing that I've learned here is that I basically do not just serve as a conduit when I get pictures from family members or anybody else that I want to share. I own it first. I make it my own.
Exactly.
I save it to my own photos first, and then I share it with the,
okay,
with the world.
Upload. And while you're talking, Mike, about changing your profile or your, what do they call it, the banner picture?
Yes.
The cover photo. Best to do that from your computer, not on your phone, because it'll allow you to position it and size it. And all you have to do is linger on the lower corner of your cover photo and a little camera will pop up. Then you click that and that allows you to upload a new picture.
Yeah.
Oh, I know how to do
the
that.
The Blaze, okay. Look, it's established. Sure. This from the Huffington Post, if you just Google the Blaze.
Sure. Okay.
Betsy Morgan named CEO of the Blaze. And she said, it says, apparently it's Glenn Beck's outfit. It's
it's Glenn Beck's website,
yes.
Mike.
Oh,
that's nice.
Yeah, apparently he's got a good editorial staff. That's
I shouldn't have called him. I should not have called another radio personality a dildo.
You really shouldn't call him a radio personality.
I know.
That's
okay,
the problem.
Mike. But look, leave politics out of it. They're highlighting our program.
That's mm-hmm. good.
That's the most important part.
Yeah, like O'Reilly did.
Yeah, remember Bill O'Reilly?
And yeah, now how many
he
times
insulted
have we,
us.
Yeah. How many times have we reached out to Bill O'Reilly? Just
probably a dozen. And the thing is, they always say the same thing. No interest at this time. So I thought, Mike, if you really want to know what Glenn Beck is all about, I think what you need to go back and sort of research from whence he came. Let's look to February of 1983.
It's a Valentine's weekend at WPGC FM Morningside. Glenn Beck at midnight. The music guarantee is not in effect once again today, Saturday, because of the snow emergency. You can count on us. We're WPGC. WPGC's Valentine Weekend. Next time you hear Real Love by the Doobie Brothers, call me up at 432-1580. Be my 14th caller and you'll qualify for the dream vacation to Hawaii from WPGC.
Stick to the cards, Glenn.
A news and information and opinion site brought to you by the dedicated team and writers, journalists, and video producers. It doesn't highlight Glenn Beck, but it seems to me that he's part of this.
So is he on the ground floor? Is it like, does he own it?
I think he might own it.
Kind of the way McDonald's used to own Chipotle, but no one was supposed
Nobody
to know.
Nobody knew.
Right.
Yes.
This is Glenn Beck's Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, that's cool.
Any
like
press
that.
Is good press, Mike.
I agree with
that's
that.
That's wonderful. I am very happy. And I did yesterday make my way into Ellsworth, Maine, and find my way to my favorite beer store. And that's right, they do have a beer store here. As a matter of fact, they had one in one location, and I hadn't been here in a year, and I'm driving up the street and I said I want to go buy Global. That's the name of it, Global Beverage. That's mm-hmm. the name of the place. And I said I want to go buy Global Beverage. Yeah, it's just up here on the left. It's like no, it's not here. It's gone. We've got it. And then I thought it was gone because they put an AT&T store in there. And I'm like, no, God, no, it's gone. Moseyed up the road, not even looking for it, just moseying up the road. And they actually built their own freestanding building.
Good for them.
New construction.
Now, is it just beer? Do they have soft drinks? Do they sell other stuff? Or is it just beer?
They sell beer. They sell soft drinks. They sell, liquor. They sell newspapers. They sell snacks.
I'll take a New York Times and a bottle of gin.
In New England, the time I spent in New England for my first 2 years of college, they always call it the package store.
Yeah, it's not technically a packy. We wouldn't call it a packy. We had those growing up in my... A packy was the package store like you were referencing. And that's what we used to always say. For example, when I was in high school, who's going to sneak into the package store and get the blackberry brandy with the case of Heffenreffer beer that we're going to drink in the tobacco field and back of the high school before the dance?
Why would you have to sneak in there?
Well, because we, most of us were not 18. The age of majority was 18 back in those days, and I remember two sneaks. Well, multiple sneaks with the kids that would get the. Sneaks. And incidentally, that was the beverage. Can you believe that? A bottle of blackberry brandy and a case of Heffen or six pack of Heffenreffer beer.
Change back on a quarter.
It was horrible.
That's
it was
really,
such nasty.
That sounds
stuff.
Like such vomit fodder. I can't even imagine.
And then another day was we actually cut and did not go to class. And I think it might have been Joey who was old enough to buy the beer. We bought a case of Schlitz and took it down into the Connecticut Valley Tobacco. You know, they have farmers' fields down there.
Yeah,
you'd go down, you'd have
you
cake parties down there.
Who doesn't?
And you go out in the woods and drink.
The moon tower.
And so we go down there, and Rich Brown, I think, was visibly inebriated in class. Rich, who would later go into the Marine Corps and come back a little. And so it was well, he did. He did. And he didn't even see any combat.
You know,
he just went into basic training and came back and he was.
Mike, if you were to buy a case of Schlitz today, you'd be labeled a hipster with your retro beer.
You know, I would try Schlitz. I would try. But with the whole craft brew thing,
my
I think
Uncle
I'm becoming
Sam drank
a,
it, yeah.
I'm being your Uncle Sam.
My Uncle Sam drank Schlitz in his car. Yeah,
it was Uncle Sam.
Road
Uncle
soda.
Sam.
Now, you know what my father never did? My father never cut class and drove to Dixie Liquor right on the other side of the Key Bridge to grab a little something and get back in time for class. He never did that, which is great.
Did you ever sneak anything? Did you ever do that?
Mike, I never drank until I was 21, but boy, did I catch up.
Yeah, you did.
You are such a good boy.
I am. So the greatest.
Did you wait to drink till you were the eight? You, Rob Spiewak, the man who consumes more alcohol than anybody on the show.
Oh, it's Mr. Safety.
He's
right,
Mr. Safety.
What does that even mean?
I know what it means.
There's no way that you would have consumed alcohol because you were probably afraid you'd get in trouble.
Probably, yeah.
See, that's
but you know
is.
What? I do believe my father one time had me drinking wine at a dinner because he wanted to see how I would do. And then, after
but it was with his blessing. With his blessing.
With his blessing. And then right. One of my favorite things he ever did is he took me to Hooters right after I turned 21 and just plowed me full of beer. He just kept buying me Heinekens
what,
over.
What, to teach you something?
No, to get me drunk and see how it would go. And then he dropped me off at home.
Awesome.
And my mom called him and said, what did you do to your son? He said, I just wanted to see how he would do. He did great.
It's not a violent drunk.
Wow.
No, happy drunk.
Yeah, happy.
I remember Cold Duck. Does anybody in this room remember Cold Duck?
Was it a sparkling sweet wine?
Yeah, it was
we had a bottle in our fridge for years that no one touched.
It was champagne-ish, you know, but it was Cold Duck. And my uncle, Bill Sheehan, who was the single uncle that used to give us $5 bills, came down to my auntie's house down in New Haven, Connecticut, where we always had to go for holidays. And he brings a case of Cold Duck. And my cousin Billy and I took the Cold Duck and snuck off with it and drank it. And then we went down to the corner store, and my cousin Billy knocked over a whole tray of fruit pies. And when the guy yelled at us, Billy stuck his tongue out at him, and we ran.
What a marvelous way to entree adulthood from being a kid, being drunk, but still sticking your tongue out.
It's like your current bottle of Andre. Like if you're out there,
exactly.
Right?
Absolute similar. Yeah. Probably tastes exactly the same. And then another time we drank Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill in the woods behind the McCabe's house. And
they still make that.
Hilarity ensued after that. Yes, lots of wonderful flavors growing up in Glastonbury, Connecticut, ladies and gentlemen. We got to take a break. When we come back, it's the magic of the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I swear I'll be. I know we've all had it where we've had our busy lives interrupt our listening pleasure. Well, guess what? Omericast is here for you to keep you on top of what's happening across more broadcasting. So check in every Monday. You can download it from the TMOS app. Subscribe on iTunes so you can catch moments like this.
Boat, boat, boat.
You don't want to miss important discussions on hot topics like this one.
Boat, boat, boat.
Remember, Omericast is keeping you in touch with more every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network. Network.
Boat.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. I'm holding this little thing in my hand. Do you guys see that? See what it says on there?
It says Sleep IQ. Ooh.
Sleep IQ. That is the computer device that you can actually put in your computer. It tells you how you're sleeping, and it monitors your sleep, and you get a fabulous night's sleep with the... there it is. I just opened it up for you. See?
Oh, it's like a thumb drive.
USB.
It's a thumb drive, and it's a delicious addition to the Sleep Number technology. And not only is it the greatest bed in the world, but the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology tells you how you're sleeping, and it helps you feel great in the morning, well-rested. Every morning, I'm refreshed, ready to go for my power walk or take a ride on a boat. You have to go to a Sleep Number store. It's the only place to find a Sleep Number bed with this wonderful thing, Sleep IQ technology. The built-in Sleep IQ tracks your sleep by using dual-layer technology inside the bed to tell you exactly how you're doing. Nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. All you have to do is sleep, which is easy because this is the best bed I've ever had. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. Come in right now and discover a Sleep Number bed and Sleep IQ technology and save from $500 to $600 on a Sleep Number P6 mattress set. You can know better sleep. Find your setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to knock three times and say... thumb drive. And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Without further ado, let's get right to it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for news. And it's not working. It's one of those days on the Mike O'Mara Show. There it is.
News.
Thank
news.
You.
News.
Hi, everybody. Sean Penn and Charlize Theron have broken up.
No.
Yeah, sorry about that. Wah. They have. They've broken up after about a year and a half together. Sources say she did the dumping. There's no word why. They haven't been seen together publicly since last month. Things were pretty serious. They've even hinted at marriage. But it's all over now, ladies and gentlemen. Or at the very least of being a in it for the long haul. But I guess this is going to happen. And she convinced him to get rid of almost all of his guns.
Yay. Oh, Sean Penn, big fan of Blaze.com.
Politics always breaks up relationships.
I know. Sean is 54, Charlize is 39, so sorry for that. When Donald Trump announced his candidacy for president, one of the first things he did in true Trump fashion was brag about how many people showed up to hear him speak.
Right.
Well, it turns out he may have padded those numbers. The Hollywood Reporter got a hold of an email that a talent agency called Extra Mile Casting sent to its clients seeking people to, quote, wear T-shirts and carry signs and help cheer Trump in support of his announcement.
Oh,
the gig
no.
paid $50.
It's good money. Good money.
I'd do it, yeah.
Wow.
Well, questions. That'd be fine money.
Questions about the crowd surfaced yesterday when a blogger noticed a picture of a man and a woman posing at the event who were both actors. meanwhile,
we are very excited to root for Donald Trump.
Meanwhile, another blogger took a picture after the speech showing a staffer pushing a garbage can full of homemade Trump signs. She said, these signs were handed out to the crowd at the beginning of the night. Isn't that...
Wow, $50, you don't even have to draw your own sign.
That's how you execute.
That's pure profit, baby.
Just keep watching. He's going to do more. You know that's going to happen. Look, when you're in, the way I understand it, you're in. This is no half-ass. You can't play at it.
Right.
You can't fake it like he's faked it for years. This is going to... All right, here's a little pool. Let's do this.
All right.
When do you think he will drop out? Because he won't be able to take the heat. I swear to God, he won't be able to take the
first debate.
Heat.
He won't debate. I'll say he won't debate.
So you don't think he'll make it to the first debate?
No, I don't think he'll debate.
The one where they have everyone in a long line?
Yeah, I don't think he'll make it there, and something will come up, or he'll say that his family needs him or his business needs him.
Oscar has predicted a good barometer, but I will say just after the first debate.
Just after the first debate.
You know what? He'll want to lose, though.
No, but you know what? If he knows he's going to probably drop anyway, he can't say no to a camera like that.
But if they make him look like an a-hole,
then they'll call him Rick Perry
or clown shoes. Yeah. Then he loses.
I don't know when the first debate is, but I'm going to go on a timeline. Okay. I think it's going to be 2 months. I think there is a honeymoon period.
Only 2 months.
With the first month, I think that's the new, that's the fun. Then the second month, it's the grind, it's the questions, it's a lot of the crap he gets, and I think he's going to last 2 months.
Wow.
We'll see.
Okay.
Here are 11 of the most common Father's Day gifts and the percentage of dads who say they want them. Number one is a day with the family. That is 57%. That's what you're having, Rob.
Exactly.
Family.
What about you, Mike?
Number
Let's get
number
to the bottom
two,
of the list.
Electronics and gadgets, 37%. Number three, a gift card, 37%. Number four, home-cooked real meal, 36%. I think probably a lot of dads want that. Number five,
a lot
pictures
of dads expect that because yeah. that's her job.
That's the way how we roll, Mike.
Pictures of their children or grandchildren, 34%. A handmade card. 32%. Tools, 31%. Cooking equipment like a grill or smoky, 28%. Sports equipment and memorabilia, 28%. Jewelry or accessories, here's the dad that's out of touch, 9%. And a tie, 7%.
Robert,
there it is.
Thank what, you for the it. Necklace.
What about what about Hollywood Casino?
Yeah.
That's, well, that's on another show. That's on the bonus show. We taped that yesterday. Thank you. And now some Maine news. Hello.
Hello.
A woman in Presque Isle, Maine, had to be rescued by firefighters Monday afternoon after climbing around 80 feet up into a tree in a failed attempt to rescue her cat. That's according to the Bangor Daily News. Here's the quote. I just couldn't believe she was up that high, according to Deputy Chief Rich Walk, told the Huffington Post. He said that privacy laws prevented him from identifying the woman, but noted that she was in her 60s. Walk oh. said the woman called 911 from near the top of the tree around 2 p.m. It was fortunate that she brought her cell phone with her because she was so high up that it was difficult to hear her voice from the ground. At first, Walk and firefighter Jesse Bell were unable to even see the woman in the tree, but they ultimately pinpointed her location when they saw some leaves rustling. Walk said the woman, Walk said that when Bell went up on a ladder to bring her down, she initially refused and told the rescuers, "I'm not leaving without my cat." Which was still up in the tree. The large black cat, however, wasn't having anything to do with coming down. Walk said Bell told the woman they would go back up for the cat after they brought it down. Walk said the woman collapsed from exhaustion after she got to the bottom of the tree, but she's okay now.
God bless her.
The rescuers' subsequent attempts to get the cat down, the goddamn cat, were unsuccessful, but the cat came down on its own shortly after the incident was over. So all ends well for that. Nice. Isn't that
yeah,
fantastic?
Don't climb a tree when you're over 60.
So true.
Sometimes mistakes happen, boys. We all make them from time to time because they're an avoidable, unavoidable part of life. With that said, here's a pretty great one from the Korea Times. Rob, I know you will enjoy it.
Still
the,
take that
Korea
paper,
term.
Mike. It's my you paper like the, of record.
The Korea Times, ladies and gentlemen. It's an English newspaper in South Korea that published the headlines, Chicago Bears clinch Stanley Cup.
Oh, no. Very close. Very close.
The headline was over an Associated Press recap of the Blackhawks Game 6 win over Tampa on Monday. The good news is the Chicago team did, in fact, win the Stanley Cup on Monday, and there is a sports team in Chicago called the Bears, but they're a football team, not a hockey team, and they haven't won a championship since 1985. So close yet so far. Thank you.
Silly Koreans.
And now a little something-something. Two parents in Austin, Texas, exercised great judgment in realizing that neither one of them was sober enough to drive home. But then the great judgment fell off a cliff.
Oh, dear.
According to police, the couple out drinking Saturday night with their two kids in tow. Well, there's bad judgment right there.
Sure.
They gave the keys to the family truck to their 13-year-old daughter. Yeah!
Oh, no. Not good.
She started driving them home, and a younger sibling was also in the car. Police soon started getting calls about an erratic driver. They finally pulled her over on I-35 going 30 miles per hour under the speed limit, and she also hit a guardrail. She told police that she observed her father and mother were too intoxicated to drive as they were leaving the bar, and she suggested that she should drive home because she felt it would be safer for her to drive. Mom and dad agreed, thinking it was both smart and a little adventure.
Oh, God.
They face felony counts of child endangerment, and I think that is the most disgusting thing I have ever heard. I promise you, Michael William will be at least 14 before I let him do that.
Good thinking, Mike.
We'll take a break, come back with the audio vault right here with Rob Spiewak on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Rob O'Meara.
No, he's not. He's Gary Stein. And on this week's episode of our show, we discuss green bananas.
Yeah, I'm getting a stomachache.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Actually, I have a big secret to reveal.
It's not that big a secret.
But it's very embarrassing. Be sure to check it out, The Tony Perkins Show. Subscribe on iTunes.
The Tony Perkins Show.
We've been telling you about Next Issue at the Mike O'Meara Show for quite some time. It's amazing. You can get a free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/TMOS, and it's the best way to get all of your magazines and all of your fabulous magazine articles. I know, Oscar, you've got one for us today.
Next Issue serves the entire family. If you have to try to convince the person in your life, whether it's your wife or it's your husband or girlfriend, that you need this, I got to tell you, if you're into cars, you're into cars. It's awesome. If you're into business, you're into business. But they also have a DIY magazine, Do It Yourself, that this month shows you how to organize your entire garage.
Oh, my God. I need that. I need
Vanity
that
Fair, People, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Entertainment Weekly, Vogue, Real Simple, New Yorker, Time, Newsweek, Glamour, all the. I'm just there. There are hundreds of them.
Phenomenal.
And you're going
discover
to love
new
this.
Ones. New ones that maybe you didn't know about.
Absolutely, and you get to share it with the family. That's so great. We really like that. Everything that's in the print editions on the same day that they hit the newsstand at nextissue.com. Plans start at less than $10 a month, and one account, this is a huge thing for people, can be used by up to 5 devices, so it's great for families. It's a buffet, or as my mom used to say, a buffet of magazines. Binge read without limits or clutter. Plus, you can cancel at any time, but you'll never want to. Get your free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/TMOS right now.
When?
No. And read up way up on all your interests. Nextissue.com/TMOS. Without further ado, let's open it up. The Audio Vault for today with Rob Spiewak, June 18, 2015.
I hope that Donald Trump stays in the presidential race long enough to continue to post hard-hitting videos like this.
So yesterday I announced I'm running for president. We're going to make America great again. I'm going up to New Hampshire in a little while. Lots of fun. Make America great again.
And really, what's the main plank in his platform? Lots of fun. We're going to New Hampshire and it's going to be fun.
Lots of fun.
Make America great. I just don't. I'm tired. I don't want to do it. Make America great. Are we done? All right, get the plane.
And have
this
you heard,
is already wearing my ass out.
Have you heard what he's been bantying about? He's, you know, maybe even just half serious about his running mate.
Back in 1999, when you were thinking of running as the Reform Party candidate, you told Larry King that you'd consider Oprah for vice president.
I like Oprah. What can I tell you?
Still on your short list?
Oh, she's great. She's talented. She's a friend of mine. She's a good person. I've been on her show. In fact, I was on her show her last week. She said, could I be on her show with the whole family? I like Oprah. I mean, is that supposed to be a bad thing? I
no,
don't think
but
so.
When you think
like
about
Oprah.
Who the kind of people you're going
to
run
I think
with.
Oprah would be great. I'd love to have Oprah. I think we'd win easily, actually.
She's good. She's great. She's good.
Probably right about that, though. He's probably right. Yeah,
did you see the headline, the cover page of the Daily News?
No.
When they just had clown and they had up the New York Daily News has a picture of Trump done up like a clown and it's hysterical. It really
Mike,
is.
Mike, I know you are trying your best to sort of, you know, limit the amount of television that your son watches. Yep. One of the things that you're eventually going to be stuck into is showing him his favorite movies. For Robert it was Toy Story 2. Mm. And I know that movie backwards and fronts. For Julia it
I
was
will
Monsters
say this
Inc.
if I can interrupt you for a second. The clip that we watch almost every day and every night now is a clip from the Disney movie. Is it the Disney movie Planes?
Yes.
Is that a Disney movie?
I think
movie?
That's Pixar, isn't it?
That's Pixar.
Isn't Pixar Disney?
Okay.
Though?
Maybe it is.
Yeah,
maybe it is. Okay.
It's Planes. He is in love with this one, and it's Planes when they're fighting forest fires, and he watches it every. I could almost recite it to you.
You should
verbatim.
Throw the whole movie on for him.
I think we might do that.
Yeah,
that might be
nice.
His very first feature film.
There's a thing that is sort of running around on the internet now, and if you Google honest trailers, they present movies in the way they actually are, and I think you'll enjoy this. This is the honest trailer for Toy Story.
From the studio that single-handedly stopped Disney from making more terrible sequels to The Emperor's New Groove comes the animated classic that forced every 2D animator to learn how to use a computer or to get a new job. Toy Story. Revisit the film that inspired an epic run of original Pixar movies that were so good, we all gave them a pass for Cars 2. And get ready for the classic children's film that's all about jealousy, broken dreams, and the existential dread that you will one day outlive your purpose and be replaced by someone newer and better. You know, classic Pixar stuff. Toy Story.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
And it's true. It's great. So look for that. There is a video on our Facebook page and a video on our YouTube page. Same video. It is a 1905 Fairground organ. And what this is if you've ever seen like a player piano that runs on a roll of paper, it's punch card technology, right?
Like it looks like Braille.
Exactly. And what they did is they took this Fairground organ. It's over 110 years old. And it's got drums on it. It's got xylophones in it. It's got pipe organ in it. But they
programmed
it.
Can I stop you for just 1 second here? I cannot believe you're playing this because I did not see this when I was sourcing. I was just surfing last night, and I will tell you, I ended my night with this.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad you saw it.
Fascinated by it. It really is terrific.
Some guy programmed it to do the Queen song, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, cool.
So you've got a song of the modern era played on an instrument that's 110 years old.
Old meets new.
And it's remarkable. Entirely played off of a strip of paper. And of course,
you got to play it until it gets to the
let's go to here's the second movement of Bohemian Rhapsody. And you want to talk about a wailing mound of sound. This was designed to fill an outdoor arena. So it is loud. That's and cool. It is huge.
And where is it, Rob?
I don't know where this restored organ is. It didn't say on the page, I don't think. And here's the third movement.
Very, very cool. I'd love to hear that live.
What's it called again?
It is a Fairground organ. And you know what? Essentially, it's the same technology they would use on a classic carousel.
Or a player piano.
Exactly. And you know, much bigger, just like punch card computers.
Holy smokes, things are huge.
Oh, it's beautiful. Actually, someone said, I don't think it would fit in my place. I wrote, Oscar has one in his apartment. But anyway, that is really cool. Check that out on our Facebook page. The European Games started this past Saturday, and in the opening ceremony, Lady Gaga, who I am a big fan of, sang the John Lennon song, Imagine. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure where she went with it, Mike. She sounds a lot like Edith Prickly from SCTV. I'm not sure this is what John Lennon intended.
Imagine all of the people sharing in the world. You may say I'm a dreamer.
I think we part company, my friend.
You're okay with it?
Yeah.
See, I love her voice. I just don't like it on this song.
I see. You're a real Beatles purist. I know that. You like John Lennon pure. You like your McCartney. She has chops, man.
Oh,
she's
I never say that she doesn't. I'm a big fan. Do you have her album with Tony Bennett?
I don't, and maybe I'm going to pick that up. I'd like to hear
maybe,
more.
Maybe check your email today. Maybe I'll give you a tip on how to get it.
Oh, by the way, I'd like to say thank you to the Pandora Company and also the AT&T Company for conspiring to use up as much data as humanly possible.
Aww,
and Rob, I'm going to be—I got to make my own fun, if you know what I mean.
I hear you.
I've been asking you for years. I need to make my own fun. I need music from you, my friend.
Okay.
I need you to be my Pandora.
What I will do, Mike, is I will write a list of songs for you.
Thank you very much.
And you can buy them
that.
All through our Amazon link.
I appreciate it, Rob.
This has been a particularly musical audio vault, and I apologize about that, but this is a very funny thing. I love the notion of people getting themes to situation comedies if they're not in situation comedies.
Right.
Conan O'Brien did a theme song for the new Jeb Bush campaign, but it sounds like a Jeb Bush sitcom. I think you're going to enjoy this. It's Jeb.
Born John Ellis Bush, he goes by J-E-B. Presidential hopeful for the GOP. Just don't ask him about his family. He helped fix an election once, but hey, that's Jeb. His Stand Your Ground legislation led to Zimmerman's liberation. Hey, that's Jeb.
Hey, that's Jeb.
Hey, that's Jeb. Check your local listings.
Great.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Nice. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Let's get out of here. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, send it Mike O'Mara Show, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob at 2Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara.
What are you doing?
Inviting you to join us again for another edition of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Yo-ho!
Hey, everybody, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to check out Amazon Prime Instant Video. The white banner is on our website, and it gives you instant movies and TV shows. Amazon Prime Instant Video. Click on the white banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you can start your free trial right now. And now you can shut off your computer.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.